Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
My people, welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. I'm your host, Pat Randall, on the second Thursday of the month. And just to remind you again, this podcast has a new schedule, and it's every first and second Thursday of the month. So hopefully you'll get into the rhythm of it. Now, if you were with me last week, we talked about what's the big picture. And I personally shared with you just some things that the Lord showed me through the medium of film. It was through a documentary I was watching, and then the other production was a drama slash horror series. And I was able, interesting enough, I was able to see things that I wasn't really expecting to see. You know, you sometimes you sit down and you think, okay, this is just entertainment. And then God speaks to you. And I think that's the wonderful thing about God, because he shows up in some unexpected ways, which only goes to show you his ways are definitely not our ways and his thoughts are higher. He is so much bigger than we can even imagine with our finite mind. And it's only when we really begin to tap into his mind that we begin to expand our perspective. So I'm not going to do a full review of last week. You'll just have to go out and listen to it. Go out. One of the main places is Blog Talk Radio, blogtalk.com/When Christians Speak, and you'll find it out there. Also on our Facebook page, there is a link that will lead you, that you can click on, and it will lead you to last week's podcast. Amen. But basically, there were just two main things that I focused on last week, and was the fact that, you know, we are all connected. It doesn't matter how much division you're seeing and how much vitriol and hate and blaming someone else or some group or whatever. We are all here in the same boat. We are all connected. And what you see playing out will impact all of us. Whether it's good or whether it's evil, it's going to impact all of us in some way or another. So don't think that you're going to escape it, because you're going to actually have to deal with it. And the key is, how are you going to deal with it? Are you going to deal with it with a carnal mind, just with your own opinions and your own assumptions and your own biases, whatever they are, and your own prejudices? Or are you going to choose to see things through the mind of Christ? And we actually don't have an excuse for not knowing what the mind of Christ is like. Fortunately, we have the scriptures. We have books that have been written by fellow travelers on this journey, on the journey of truth and really seeking God and understanding who he is. And the key is, first of all, understanding that we are all connected. That's just how God created us, that we're connected. And I think so often we forget about it, because in church, in the teachings, we focus so much on our personal growth. In fact, when we first started to follow Christ, it was all about what I'm going through and what my needs are and what my challenges are and what my pains are and my difficulties, and seeking that place of salvation for us personally. But salvation is for the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So there are plenty of scriptures that point to the fact that we are connected. When Jesus says that when you do it to the least of these, that you're doing it to us, you're doing it, well, us is actually a good word, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And so, you know, when we reach out to the widows, when we take care of the widows and we visit those who are in prison and feed the hungry, when we do all these things, that we're doing it to Him. So when we're expressing love to others, we're actually expressing love to God. Because God is love, right? So let's get into part two of this, what's the bigger picture? Because what I want to encourage you to do is to just get outside of your little small world that you have grown up in and you haven't bothered to venture out into. But God created this entire world, not for you to just exist in this little spot, in your little neighborhood, in your little community, in your little church. It's about being able to get outside of the walls, of your church, outside of the walls of your community, and begin to develop relationships with people that you ordinarily probably would not have developed relationships with. Because when you say that you love God and that you love others, because you know that that is the thing to do, it's actually just an ideology for you. It's just a theory unless you're actually practicing it. You know, coming into contact with people and interacting with them, being in relationship. Because the whole thing is that we are created. And you can see it in nature. Everything is depending on something else. Everything is connected to something else. And that doesn't change. You can see it in creation, but we're part of that creation. And we're created to be connected in that same way as we see how the flowers depend on the bees pollinating and plant life and you know, it's everything is connected. It is all connected. And the other important thing is that we have the same enemy. There is only one enemy, and that enemy, it's a spiritual. It's that evil spirit that is always present. And we can choose. We can choose because it is always present. We can choose evil or we can choose good. What's the world kind of world that you want to create? Is it one that's evil, that feels that it needs to oppress others in order for it to gain, that it needs to win? And someone else needs to lose, that some need to be in power while others need to be powerless. What kind of world are you seeing? And then second, think about what Jesus said, things like when he said to us that he came to show us what the Father is like. Basically, he said that when you have seeing him in action is seeing the Father in action. So if you study the life of Jesus and how he interacted with people, people who were marginalized, how he interacted with the self-righteous people. He loved them, but he did not allow them, especially the self-righteous ones who were using it to oppress others and to take advantage while they're living a hypocritical life, because the very thing that the very laws that they were oppressing people with, they weren't even living up to it. In fact, they would modify the law or adjust it to accommodate their own behavior. But life is so much more than just behavior, even though we focus so much on behavior. But behavior is the fruit. It's not the tree, and it's not the root of the tree. The fruit is an expression of what's going on in that tree and what sort of substance is being used to feed that tree. Amen. Where is it planted? Back to God is love, right? We're told through the scriptures that we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Right? So that means that I have a willingness, first of all, to love myself and to forgive myself, but also now the same love that I'm going to express to myself and forgiveness that I'm going to express to myself, I'm going to extend that out. And I'm able to love because God first loved me. That's the source of my love. The love that I share with others is not a love that I create, even though we think that we're supposed to be the creators of love. So our love, and so what happens is our love is usually based on whether we like somebody, whether we like their behavior, or if they rub us the wrong way, or if it's just something about them that they don't like, or we're just prejudiced against them and we don't like them, we don't like their culture. And so love is developed from the outside circumstances, and not understanding that we're not the creators of love. We have been loved, and when we understand and accept and receive the love that we've been loved with, which is a perfect love, and the scripture says perfect love casts out all fear, which is, I love that scripture. It was really meaningful to me. Just a sidebar. It was meaningful to me when I was going through a physical affliction that could have actually taken my life. But I focused on the fact that God's love for me was so perfect that I need not fear about my life, because I was being embraced and cared for by the love of God. And it strengthened me, and it kept me in a certain mindset, because that's where I was focusing. Right? So the mind of Christ automatically expands the picture. It expands the view and how you see things. Because we like to be so certain about things. We like to have it all written out. That we like to have rules, do this or don't do that. And this law, and there's something greater than that. There's truth, and truth is supersedes everything. It's a higher place. But we're so used to, we've been trained that way since we were children. Actually, our parents trained us up that way because they were trained up that way. And it was basically about performance. And it just reminds me of this message of performance that Pastor Paul is sharing on Challenge Challenge to Change on Wednesdays, the first and second Wednesdays of the month. So this month he is sharing on performance, right? The message is about performance. And one of the things he shared in that, which is so true, is that we learn to perform at an early age. We learn that if I do this particular action, that I'm going to get this reaction, or I'm going to be rewarded with this. And so when we go to school, it's all about performance, right? You come home with a good grade, you're being praised. But if you come home with a bad grade, you know, it depends on your parents, what that reaction is going to be. But it most likely it won't be something that's very positive. You should be encouraging when you come home with a bad grade. You should be encouraged that, you know what, you can do better and you can, but a lot of times that's not the response. But anyway, so we learn that performance, we can use performance to get approval, to get acceptance. We can use it to receive a certain status, like on our jobs. You know, if your job performance is great, you know, you can look forward to promotions, you know, and that's how you use performance. And that kind of lifestyle, you bring it with you when you come into the church environment. And you're seeking to find approval and acceptance and status in that environment through performance. And in performance, it is all about the outside. We're responding to outside stimuli in outside circumstances, which act as stimuli, as opposed to knowing that the kingdom of God is within us, and that there is a place within us where we can respond from that place to the things that are outside of us. Gives us a bigger picture. I want to share a little bit about voting. Of course, we should all vote. That's a part of us participating in the society that we belong to, right? But we want to create a society or move toward a society where we're caring for one another. I'm not caring for you because you look like me, but I'm caring for you because basically we are the same. We don't have to look alike. All flowers don't look alike. God created this world where even the snowflake has its own uniqueness about it. So no two snowflakes are exactly the same. No two individuals, even if they're from the same race, no two individuals are exactly the same. We are all divine originals. Divine originals. And that's how we're created. But back to, as we're voting, these elections that we're coming up on in November, and we're getting close. First of all, we've got a lot of blind leaders that are leading us, in the world, in our world, in terms of, it could be you'll find them in the government, you'll find them at your job, you'll find them in the church, but you need to be able to identify when your leader is blind. And these blind leaders have a tendency to keep their mouths shut, even though they are aware or even seeing wrong being done among them, which is why we've heard about so much of corruption, not just corruption. We like to, well, Christians like to focus on the corruption in the world, but there's a lot of corruption in the church. The church is in the world. We're in the world. We're not supposed to be of it, but we're definitely in the world, and there's a lot of corruption that is going on in us. There's a lot of deception that is going on in the church, outside of the church body. Amen. And when a leader keeps its mouth closed or chooses to ignore the wrong that's being done around him or her, it's a cowardly behavior. And we need courageous leaders in this time, not just in our government, but in our churches also. We can't afford to have leaders who do not question the status quo, question the direction that we're headed in, especially when we see that we're pulling further and further away from Christ, the mind of Christ. We need leaders who are not so committed to a group that they fear being thrown out if they question or disagree. We need leaders who are not more interested in winning or having power than they are about people. The scriptures tell us to be wise as a serpent and yet gentle as a dove. And that's important. We can be loving and gentle with those that we interact with. But we need the wisdom. We need to understand that everyone that says, "Lord, Lord," does not believe that. And that's where discernment comes in. We can't just blindly followers. You know, you know, having a blind leader and then blind followers is a very dangerous thing. I'm going to stop right there because I'm almost in about 30 minutes. And I've said quite a few things that I hope that you will begin to challenge even what you think. Look, I mean, challenge what your leaders are showing you. You know what Jesus has shown us, what he has demonstrated in his life, the life that was recorded for us and passed down to us, his life. And the fact that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us. So our teacher lives within us. So even when we approach voting, when we approach messages that we hear, that we have this teacher on the inside of us, the Spirit of truth that will reveal to us truth. Is this truth or is this a lie? Is this deception? Amen. And you know, I spent a lot of time Well, I like reading. So I read up on the people who are running for elections. I read up on like these constitutional amendments that are also tacked on the that are there for us to vote on. I read up on people's positions and their policies. But just because it's written and they, or I hear them say it, you know, people's actions tell you what they really believe. And if you haven't been actually following and listening to your leaders or attending these community meetings when they return from Congress, and they come and they have these special community people where they're able to share what their views are and what their policy beliefs are with the people who voted them into office, and you're able to question them and to listen to them and to discern the spirit that is in operation. And also, when you're voting, at least for me, when I'm voting, I'm thinking that it's not just about me. My vote is not just about me, but it's about millions of other people. And we all have different needs, but my thought is always on the weaker part of our society, the fringe of our society, those that need us, those who are in a position to give more and to give a voice to. So your vote is not just for you, but you're also voting for others. And through your voting, you can show that you care, that you're concerned. We are all connected. And we have one common enemy that seeks to destroy. Jesus says the enemy comes to kill and to destroy, but he came to bring life. Life. Amen. Well, thank you for listening today. Amen. Amen. And I will see you next month, the first and second Thursday in November. And tomorrow is Friday. Let's see. Is it really Friday night, Joy? You know, I always do this. Okay, let us take a look at tomorrow's schedule. Okay, it is the second Friday. Yep, it's Friday Night Joy. Pastor Ray Rose, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. So join him. Amen. And just be blessed. We've got some really people who are devoted to loving people. I think that's the most thing. You know, none of us have the perfect message. You know, it's like in Corinthians when they said that, you know, prophecy was cease and speaking in tongues, that we all have a part, and you know, and so and that's it. We do. We all have a part, and just allow the Holy Spirit to direct you in your part and feed on the Spirit of truth in your life. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Love you. Bye.
I'll say yes when you wake me early in
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is
good. Yes, he is good. As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.